Esteem presents.
Training. It's Emma here, a long time no speak. I think the last episode I recorded was with Mandy in York, in August, so quite a while ago. And since then, I've quit my job at Analog Wonderland, moved to Australia, and I'm now living on an island on the Great Barrier Reef, so pretty casual few months. It's really surreal to say it all out loud like that, but yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I wanted to do a really short episode and just update you guys on a few things and just tell you my plans for the future of grainsplaining. I've never done an episode on my own before, so it feels really weird and a bit self-indulgent, like I don't think anyone really cares. But I've got an important thing to say, so you'll have to bear with me. I'm living on an island on the Great Barrier Reef, and I've never felt bliss like it. If you just take a moment, just listen to the sound. So I'm sat here right now in a hammock, right by the ocean, recording this episode. It's just amazing. I think this time last year, I was maybe at the Amateur Photography Magazine Awards with Analog Wonderland, which was also amazing, but, you know, a different kind of amazing. And moving to Australia has just been so good for me. I think sometimes we all get really wrapped up in our jobs and forget there's a whole big wide world out there, and getting to travel and explore has just been so magical. So we got here in October, we flew into Melbourne, and then we did a road trip down the Great Ocean Road all the way to Adelaide. Then from Adelaide, we flew up to Cairns, and then we hired a camper van and we drove down the whole of the East Coast all the way to Sydney for a month, which was insane. I did loads of snorkeling, went to the rainforest, the jungle, waterfalls, beaches, more beaches than I could count, stayed in loads of hostels. It was just the, you know, stereotypical East Coast backpacking dream. But yeah, it's been an absolute time of my life. And then we got to Sydney for just before Christmas, had a very Aussie Christmas, started the day on Bondi Beach, and then went to a friend's house and did Christmas dinner there with loads of Australians, which was very interesting and funny and just so different to the UK. And then we had New Year's in Sydney as well, so we watched the New Year's fireworks under the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which was just so, so epic. So I'm having a ball, guys. So now we've got a job, me and my boyfriend, and we've moved to an island on the Great Barrier Reef to experience some island life, and it's just a dream. We've got a little beach hut, sort of shed house on the beach, just doing gardening and cleaning and maintenance, and the rest of the time we just get to snorkel and kayak and live our best lives. Not to rub it in or anything, but I'm having a great time. I've been trying to do as many film things in Australia too as I can, because I really wanted to get back in the community, because I think when you first move to a new country, that's such a great way to make friends, and people here have been so amazing, just as awesome and welcoming as in the UK. I met up with some photographers in Adelaide. I joined the Adelaide photographers group on Facebook, and they took me around on a photo walk. Got lent a camera by a guy called Cameron on Instagram. His handle is Film and Music Degenerate. He lent me his Polaroid SX70 because I was really missing mine. Oh my gosh, sorry if you can hear bugs. It's cicada hour. They just start buzzing like crazy at this time. Yes, I did a photo walk. I've also been to as many labs as possible. I've got a Google Maps saved with film labs in Australia of all the ones I've been to. Melbourne was an absolute hot spot for labs. I couldn't believe how many labs were there. I think independent labs are definitely popping up more in the UK. But in terms of finding them on your actual high street, maybe it's just like UK rent. I don't think you see them on the high street as often. Like, you'll see your snappy snaps and things. But Analog Wonderland, for example, was in a kind of warehouse unit in High Wycombe. Whereas in Melbourne, like, you're just walking down the high street and there are independent, you know, these hipster cool film labs just everywhere. So it was just a dream to me. Went to Film Never Die and met the team there. I'd spoken to Gary, the owner of Film Never Die, a few times with work at Analog Wonderland, and he's got an awesome space. Went on a photo walk with them. He's got loads of projects on the go. He's developed his own new colour film processor. He's brought out his own camera. He's selling cameras, developing film. He's got his own kind of scanning subscription service. We've got an app. Like, maybe other people don't find this as interesting, but having worked at Analog Wonderland and in a lab, I just find it fascinating to see how different people do things and how different labs operate. And it was just cool to see them on the high street. Like, what? I've been collecting stickers and all the merch I can as I go around. But yeah, anyway, I'm just so happy about that because I love film, and if I had come here and it had just been like, you know, a desert with bugs and scary animals and no film photography, it would have been a shame. But it has exceeded my expectations in terms of the film community. Obviously, it depends where you are. Like, on Pumpkin Island, for example, where I'm living, the film community is me. But if you're in Melbourne or one of the cities, Sydney had a few labs too, then there's a great scene here, which is lovely. But anyway, I won't go on too much about me. I mainly wanted to come on because it is International Women's Day soon on March the 8th. And if you know me, you know that's a very important day for me. She Hearts Film at Analog Wonderland was started around International Women's Day, and that was just kind of the beginning for me, and making a space for female photographers and LGBTQ plus photographers and all that jazz are just super important and something I'm really passionate about. So She Hearts Film lives with Analog Wonderland now. It's part of their initiative, and I was so happy to pass the baton over to Amy, who took over from me when I left, and I'm really excited to see what she gets up to with the project and what awesome events and things that they end up planning. I was obviously sad to let my baby go, but that's part of it, it's part of the job. And I want as many people to benefit from She Hearts Film as possible, and I want it to grow. So I am really excited to see what Analog Wonderland do next. But if you don't know, She Hearts Film was something I started at Analog Wonderland as a sort of initiative to help female photographers gain kind of momentum and put themselves on the map, help them find a safe space to enjoy film photography, and just create a stronger community of female photographers. So it is awesome. There's loads about it on their website. Check it out, get involved, use the hashtag. I mean, the things I set out to achieve with it was to help, you know, grow the community of female photographers. And looking back at when I started Analog Wonderland compared to now, I definitely feel like it's made an impact. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, my whole feed is mainly women. When I go on photo walks now, there's a great mix. Like, I think the film community has come on so much in the last few years, and I'm really proud to be a part of that growth, and I hope it continues. Let me have a quick look, because I like to see this. So if I go on the She Hearts Film tag now on Instagram, it currently has 29.7k posts, which is mental considering I started that with Emily back in the warehouse as a little photo competition, and we never imagined it to grow that much. So it's just brilliant, and I'm excited to see where it goes next, but for now, I'm back onto my own projects. I really want to see grain spinning grow and thrive and hopefully become more consistent. So we are back with a bang. Well, half a bang. I'm sure Alex will join us eventually when our schedules and the stars collide and put us together. Align. Well, it is a bit of a collision when Alex is involved. But anyway, so for International Women's Day, I've been plotting. I've wanted to do something where we can raise some money, raise some awareness. And I've decided to organise a charity print sale. So this is going to be under the hashtag IWD Frame the Grain. And some of you may have seen print sales like this before. I know Jim on Instagram, I'll find his handle. Jim Morton has run photo print day before in effort to raise money for charity, and I've chatted to him loads. He's been really kind and offered me some advice. So how this is going to work, throughout the month of March, I want to see as many of you as possible post your work on Instagram and other social media channels with the hashtag IWD Frame the Grain, and anyone who posts their work under this hashtag effectively means you are putting your work into the print sale. So you have the whole month of March basically to get your photos up, share your work, and share the love. And then on the bank holiday weekend, which is the 29th of March to the 1st of April, that will be IWD Frame the Grain print sale weekend. So it's the Easter bank holiday, so hopefully it will give you all plenty of time to shop around for your favourite prints. So browse the submissions under the hashtag or under the Grainspaning feed. We're hoping to reshare as many as we can. And then if you find a photo that you love, reach out to that photographer directly via DM or email if they've got that in their bio, and express your interest in the print. So how this works is you express your interest, hey girl, I love your print, can I buy it? And instead of paying them directly, I want you to make a donation to a women's charity of your choice. Take a screenshot to evidence your payment. Send this to the photographer themselves, and then also send that screenshot to us via our DMs or our email, grainsplaining@gmail.com. And we will keep a tally of how much money is raised. So yeah, once you've made your purchase, send a screenshot to the seller proving you have made a donation to a women's charity, and then send the screenshot to us too so we can keep track. Spread the word, invite your friends and followers to join in on the fun. Every print shared and donation made helps support a worthy cause. I'm not saying specific charities at all, I just kind of want charities that will benefit women in some way in the spirit of International Women's Day and Women's Month. So that could be 100 Heroines, which is a charity that supports female photographers. It could be a charity that helps support victims of domestic violence. It could be a charity that helps women with certain illnesses, like anything. I just want it to support and benefit women and empower women in some way. So just make a donation to a charity of your choice, send the screenshot, and then hopefully you will receive your print. So postage of your print must be organised between you and the photographer. And I'm trusting you guys to be honest, to send your prints out on time, and just be honest with this because it just spoils the fun if you're not. You can arrange the donation price between you and the photographer, and then they should send out the print to you. I'd aim to send out within like 2 weeks, guys, so people aren't waiting too long. You know, there's a lot of trust in this because you are just sending a screenshot of a donation, but I know the film community and I know you'll all be kind and do what's right, so please don't let me down. So yeah, that's the idea. I just want to raise as much money for charity as possible in the name of Women's Month. I've never ever done anything like this before, so if the rules aren't clear or the guidelines aren't clear, just let me know and I'll try and explain things. But yeah, I'm winging this, guys. I've had a bit of help from some of my friends in the community. Holly is helping me. She's going to help me just stay calm as I organise this, which is very kind of her. So Holly's handle is photoxcore_archive. I'll put all this in the show description. Okay, that was a bit of a waffle. I hope that all made sense. It could be pretty epic, guys, and we can raise some money for Women's Day, which will be amazing. Yeah, and I think printing your work is an amazing thing to do. I think more of us should print our work and get it out of Instagram. So hopefully this will be a chance to not only raise money for women's charities, but also support your fellow photographers. This charity fundraiser is open to everyone. I want everyone to get involved. I know the hashtag is IWD Frame the Grain, but if digital photographers want to get involved too, that's completely fine. I just think it'll be a really nice little fundraiser where we can share our work and show our support for Women's Day. And then alongside that, I've got a few unreleased episodes that I recorded before I moved out here. And those will be released. So that will be our From the Archive series. I've got an episode with Laura, Loz Cam, Peggy, Camera Go Camera, and Christian Faulkner, all ready to come out to you soon. I'm going to try and be more consistent with getting episodes out. I'm living on an island now with a lot of free time, so it's an ideal place to relaunch a podcast. But anyway, I don't want to talk too long. That's it from me, guys. If you have any questions, let me know. Happy shooting. Happy Women's Day. Please get involved. Tag us. Tag Grainspooning and use the hashtag IWD Frame the Grain. Any questions, you can DM us or email us at grainspooning@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. Speak soon. Bye.